Welcome. My daughter came home from the hospital last night. We've had lots of moments of joy, cuteness, and lots of moments of not feeling so good, grumpy. She's on this protocol for getting better, which means steroids and chemo, and we got to keep her immune system strong. And since she's been home, it's probably like 18 hours, I've just had this other layer of emotions peeled off. I think the best way to describe it, it's like you have a Band-Aid on a hairy arm. You can gently peel off the Band-Aid, no problem. Sometimes you tear off the Band-Aid, it takes all the hair with it, and that hurts. So many emotions over the course of a day, over the course of an hour, over the course of a minute. And you know, just one laugh, one smile, it's a total reset. It's like gently peeling off the Band-Aid. But when my daughter's really slow to move because of the leukemia and the steroids and the chemo, it's hard to watch her three-year-old hobble. And that's like ripping the Band-Aid off the hairy arm. It really hurts. Life is so different now than it was even a week ago. The doctor told us yesterday before we left the hospital, the chemo is wiping out the leukemia cells, but it's also wiping out her red blood cells, which fight off infection. So her immune system is compromised. So we have to be very strong about cleanliness in our home. If you thought the pandemic required caution, welcome to my house now. So basically, it feels like I'm living on another planet in another solar system, where it's less about creature comforts and more about survival. And maybe that's the test in all of this, to rip off the creature comforts, the Band-Aids, and learn how love is health, and health is love, and nothing else matters. There used to be so many things I would think about over the course of a day, and to some degree, I do miss the lightness of all those thoughts. When are sports coming back? Got to get the kids signed up for swimming lessons. Time to get ready to launch my new meditation program. I better get some new shorts for summertime. I really feel like spicy Mexican for dinner tonight. Now all that kind of stuff is off my radar. Love is health, and health is love. Let's get this little girl back to feeling great and strong and healthy. So why does this matter to you? Because I feel like I'm living out something that no parent or grandparent or aunt or uncle ever wants to go through. And I feel a responsibility to teach and share all that I'm experiencing. And maybe that's my dharma here. So can you join me today in celebrating the most important mantra of all? Love is health, and health is love. Take a moment to get more comfortable. Relax. Take a deep breath. Come to our centering thought. Love is health, and health is love. For a few minutes, I will leave you to relax, to breathe, to meditate. Love is health, and health is love. Thank you. If your attention wandered, love is health, and health is love. coming back to the moment. If you're staying with me on this journey, currently I am reporting live from another solar system. It's less about creature comforts and more about survival. And maybe that's what the test is in all this, to rip off the creature comforts and the band-aids and learn how love is health and health is love and nothing else matters. I'll see you tomorrow. Peace.